Panthers softball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Everdale is made possible by Blue Bow Aquatic Center, Kinjera Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Meat Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Trailsmaster, Clearing and Mulching, Brenham Collision Center, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Dahlman & Associates, Plan North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Carmel Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, P&T Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Blinn College, DDM, Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Kate, Trent, and Tucker, BVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Burnham National Bank, Hillman Construction, Mattress Guys, Telgear Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Pape Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Service, The Paint Warehouse, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Stephen and Daryl Kiki and the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
And I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, welcome everybody to playoff softball action between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Everdale High School from, get their exact location from y'all, but we're live here from, we are at West Fork High School here in New Caney, Texas, as we get ready for tonight's action. Lady Panthers out on the field warming up right now. Looks like we're going to be all good to go for game time on schedule down here, so, what we'll do is we'll take a little break. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model.
You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Welcome back to Lake Correction West Fork High School here in New Caney, Texas, as we prepare ourselves for softball playoff action between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Evadale Lady Rebels. Daryl, we had a little bit of a ride getting down here.
Yes, sir. This is definitely not Daryl country. I'd rather be in my Gator driving down my country road with a cold juice and looking at my cows. But you know what? I wouldn't want to be any other place than here to watch these young ladies start their playoff run, which I hope is going to be a very long one, and it should be, as long as we stay focused. I know Coach Zorn right now isn't too happy because we had a terrible warm-up and when he did infield and outfield. We definitely didn't scare Evadale at all on the way we warmed up.
So Burton comes in as the one seed in the bracket here. Evadale, the two, as they're facing up, they were the runner-up out of their district. As you know, four teams from each district go, and then they'll split into different divisions based on school size. So we are in the Division II part of the 2A bracket here. And so as we get ready for play, Evadale out there taking their warm-ups now. And we'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll come back. We'll have more pregame show for you after a word from our sponsors.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers, all the way to state. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panther softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton! B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
All right, welcome back here. We're at West Fork High School here, Ducaney ISD, just off of I-69 here in kind of the east side of Houston. My partner over here trusted my driving to get us down here. We made it. A little bit of traffic here going through the rush hour traffic, so we're scrounging a little bit for the lineups here and trying to get everything set up for y'all, but we're going to be ready for game time here shortly. Daryl, watching the other team warm up now as Burton took the warm-up first. Burton will be the home team in game one. We'll have game two immediately following game one for y'all and see how they go. If one team wins both games, there'll be nothing tomorrow. And if they should split for some reason today, we'll have a third and deciding game tomorrow, Daryl.
Yeah, we not being too cocky, but we don't want that. I really believe if our girls come out, take care of business, stay focused, we should take care of this pretty handily. But you can't come out and just go through the motions because this team – is a ball team too, and our girls are better. They look more athletic. If I'm Zach, I'm kind of chomping my lips that I'm going to be doing some heavy-duty bunting here and take advantage of maybe a little bit of speed.
I would just looking at the two teams as they warm up here. You can definitely take some advantage, maybe of some speed here. I think the other team is not as speedy looking. You know, you can't never tell that until you get into it. But as they go through the warm ups, just watching some of the position players and stuff, I think you can definitely take some advantages of that. I think. Maybe advantage Burton on the pitcher's mound here when we come out here, the way it looks. We saw a little bit of the warm-up when we were coming in, and looks like might have a little advantage on the pitcher's mound for the Lady Panthers tonight.
Yeah, Lex, she's gotten into softball shape now after having a great run during the basketball season, her and Aaron and Lila. When you have your pitcher, your shortstop, and your catcher missing maybe not half the games at the beginning of the season, but almost, that's three pretty important positions. So you got to get in softball shape to be able to go. And now it's playoff time. You have to turn it up, so the stress level is going to be a little bit more. But you can't make the game bigger than it really is.
Right, you just got to come out here and play the game, take it one at a time. You know, everybody's 0-0 to start out the playoffs. So once you get into it, you're going to find out really quickly in the first couple of rounds how you are, how you feel, and it's all about getting into a rhythm in the playoffs and trying to make a deep run. And I know that's what they're looking for here. So with that, we'll take a little bit of a break in the. Pre-game action, and we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
A photo of it. Hey, welcome back. We're talking over here trying to get our lineup for the Evadale Lady Rebels, but what we'll do now is the umpires are out having a coaches meeting out there. We'll run over the lineup for the Burton Lady Panthers real quick. Leading off and pitching will be Lexi Brazier. Batting second, playing center field, will be Amaya Williams. Batting third, playing second base, will be Paige Fritch. Batting fourth in right field will be Natalie Hody. Batting fifth will be Layla Ellis. She'll be doing the catching. Batting sixth will be third baseman Lacey Brazier. Batting seventh will be shortstop Aaron Huntsman. Batting eighth will be the first baseman Melanie Wood. And in the nine hole, batting ninth will be Abby Dowling. The designated player for tonight's game playing center field will be Kelsey Landrenault. So that goes over the lineup for the Burton Lady Panthers. But as we wait for the lineup for the Evadale Lady Rebels, as we finish up the coaches' meeting, I'm sure once they get through that, we can get a lineup for you and make sure, like we talked about earlier, Daryl, the Lady Panthers will be the home team tonight. Evadale Lady Rebels will be the visiting team. Burton's in their black uniforms with red sleeves, and me and Daryl kind of dressed appropriately. Daryl's in black. I'm in red tonight. So
that's right. We look like we know what we're doing, big dog.
Like we planned it there, even though we didn't call each other before. So Evadale's in blue and white pinstripes with yellow sleeves and yellow socks. So easy to tell the players apart tonight. I've done some of these games where they got both the same colors. It makes it a little bit difficult when they get out there on the base, especially if you're doing a football game. It really makes it hard. But so as we wrap up the umpires meeting, we'll send it back for one more break in at the studios, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org. In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Burnham National Bank. That's what.
All right, welcome back here to New Caney ISD as we get ready for playoff softball action as they're announcing the players at this time on the field. So we're getting set for some softball action. So the Evadale Lady Rebels are the visiting team tonight.
Pitcher number one, Allie Seals.
And we'll let the PA announcer do the announcement of the lineups for you.
Batting second, first baseman number 13, Madison Redinger. Batting third baseman number 7, Brindley Deek. Batting fourth, shortstop number 4, Lakin Stott. Batting fifth, center fielder number 19, Melanie Hofstetler. Batting sixth, catcher number 0, Callie Creel. Batting seventh, second baseman number 5, Brielle Buckner. Batting eight, left fielder number 9, Michaela Sermons. Batting ninth, designated player number 8, Scout Davis. And your flex player for this evening, right fielder number 17, Addison Simmons. Additional players for the Evadale Lady Rebels are number 6, Cadence Cook. And number 11, Rafa Rios. And now, the starting lineups for the home team, the Burton Lady Panthers. Leading off and pitching, number 14, Lexi Brazier. Batting second and playing center field, number 3, Amaya Williams. Batting third, second baseman, number 4, Paige Fritch. Batting fourth, right fielder, number 11, Natalie Hody. Batting fifth, catcher, number 2, Layla Ellis. Batting sixth, third baseman, number 13, Lacey Brazier. Hitting seventh, shortstop, number 5, Aaron Huntsman. Batting eight, and playing first base, number 7, Melanie Wood. Batting ninth, designated player, number 8. Kelsey Landriault. Flex player in left field, number 1, Abby Dowling. Additional players, number 6, Kara Landriault. Number 9, Addison Harbell. Number 10, Skyler Unger. Number 12, Autumn Applewhite. Number 16, Giovanni Stewart. Number 17, Haley Heron. Number 19, Kinley Frank. Number 20, Malia Barksdale. The Lady Panthers are coached by Zach Zorn and Blair Smith.
All right, and that completes our lineup, so we're going to go right into the national anthem here.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats, and everyone be a good sport by showing respect for the game, each other, and our country by proudly singing our national anthem.
All right, as we finish up the national anthem, we'll be back here shortly for first pitch action, so we'll send it back for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs. Hop into a new month of fun and excitement with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. The Splash Pad in Henderson Park makes a return for the season with splashing fun for all ages. Enjoy rides on the Flying Horses Carousel and come cheer on the Brenham Dolphins at their swim meets. Bluebell Aquatic Center is also hiring lifeguards for their pools. If you're 15 years or older, apply to become a lifeguard. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info, applications, training times, and fun activities.
All right, welcome back here. We're almost set for first pitch action here as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the Evadale Lady Rebels. Have a little bit of a change here. They announced that the Burton Lady Panthers were the home team, but it looks like the Lady Panthers are going to be batting first. So stepping up to bat first for the Lady Panthers is going to be number one, number 14, Lexi Brazier.
For the Burton Lady Panthers. Pitcher number
13,
Lexi Brazier.
So, Daryl, as we all get set here for first pitch action, what are some of the things we need to look for tonight on start out for the Lady Panthers?
Biggest thing, we need to get Lex on. She knows how to run the bases, put pressure on them, and get Amaya to the plate because, I mean, she's been knocking the cover off the ball and, just 1 through 9 has been unbelievable with putting the ball in play. Amaya and Paige, have just really crushed the ball and,
So first pitch in there was a ball to Lexi Brazier. Second pitch taken for strike one. Count even at 1-1 here. Allie Seals on the mound for Evadale as she winds and delivers. Here's a long drive hit out to left field. This is going to be over to left field.
That's the way to start.
Lead off home run for Lexi Brazier to start it off for the Lady Panthers. As we're going to start it off with a bang down here in playoff action. First at bat for the Lady Panthers is a home run by Lexi Brazier.
That's the way we'll take that, baby.
So Brazier with the leadoff home run for the Lady Panthers.
I'm just telling you, partner, this young lady's throwing some cheese in there. That's all I'm going to tell you. Amaya right here, if she keeps her hands back, this third baseman really needs to have a mask on.
Stepping in for the Lady Panthers is Amaya Williams, the center fielder, as she steps in with nobody on, one run home on the home run by Brazier. And first pitch in there is going to be inside for a ball. Not the velocity probably that they've seen a little bit slower on the pitches. Evadale playing really deep in the outfield after that first swing from Brazier. Now the second pitch is up for a ball. So two balls, no strikes to Amaya Williams.
Very proud of Amaya. She signed with St. Thomas down here in Houston and is going to represent Burton really well.
So the 2-0 pitch is swung on. This is going to be a ground ball.
That's
it's going to get passed
the
by the second baseman. It's going to go roll all the way to the fence. Williams around first, and she'll pull up into second base with a double. So two hits, two runners for the Panthers. So it brings up the bat, second baseman number 4, Paige Fritch here. Nobody out, runner at second base. So another opportunity to score here, Darryl.
Paige is another senior that's had a tremendous year. And
first pitch in there for a strike.
Tremendous young lady. She's going to give you 110% every at bat, every field. Very proud of her.
So Fritch steps back in. No balls, one strike. The pitch on the way to swung on, hit the third base. She's up with it. Throws on over to first.
Pulled off the bag.
Pulled her off the base. So Fritch will be safe at first on the error. Williams will move over to third base. So runners on the corners now. Brings up Natalie Hody, the right fielder. So nobody out in the inning. Runners at first and third. Panthers lead it 1-0 on the leadoff home run by Lexi Brazier.
Need Nat to hit us a gapper right here.
So pitch on the way to Hody is going to be behind her. Fritch is going to advance to second.
Last year, Natalie was a magnet. That ball seemed to find her hip pretty regular, and I don't know how it missed it.
I don't know either, but she scooted in enough that it went right behind her. So the 0-1 pitch is swung on. This is a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder is under
score
it.
A run.
Makes the catch, the tagging at third and second and advancing. So Amaya Williams has scored the second run of the game for the Panthers. Moving Paige Fritch over to third base. So sacrifice fly there for Natalie Hody. Drives in another run for the Lady Panthers. Going to bring up to bat the catcher, Layla Ellis. So quick 2-0 lead here for the Lady Panthers in the top half of the first inning. As Ellis steps in with Fritch over at third base. First pitch on the way, swinging. This is going to be fouled down the left side, out of play.
First left-handed hitter tonight. And is it me or is it you? Can you hear? This ball sounds like a mush ball when it's coming off.
It sounds a little funny coming off the bat there. I know when Brazier hit her home run,
it didn't
sound like she got all of it, but it went a long way. So second pitch swinging for Ellis, and she's going to foul this one off to the left side again. So
Zarn showing off his skills over there, catching that ball in the air. Yeah, so showing his team this is how you got to make the play.
So 0-2 count on Ellis. The 0-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on to the ground ball to second. This is going to score the third run for the Panthers as Fritch comes in on the ground out by Ellis. So that brings two outs in the inning, but three runs home for the Lady Panthers already.
Lacey Brazier.
Brings up to bat number 13, third baseman Lacey Brazier. Let's see if she can follow in Lexi's footsteps here and try and get another one on the board for the Lady Panthers. So first pitch on the way to Brazier is going to be up and away for ball one. And we couldn't really decide where to sit when we got here. Press box, the windows don't open, doesn't do us much good for y'all listening home on the radio. So we are down in front. We have a great view right here behind home plate.
This is where we need to be out here in the elements.
Yeah, we're out here working on our suntan today out here, even though it's a little bit cloudy here at game time. So second pitch is in there for another ball. So 2-0 count on Lacey Brazier.
Just telling you guys, don't worry, we don't have our shirts off.
No, they wouldn't want to see that today, I don't think. So next pitch is down low for a ball. So three balls, no strikes on Brazier. There's two outs in the inning. Burton leading it 3-0 as we play here in the top half of the first. Next pitch in there for a strike. So 3-1 count now on Brazier.
Let's go with two here, girls.
So the 3-1 pitch is on its way. It's swung on. It's going to be fouled out of play off the top of the dugout down the third baseline. So it brings the count full at 3-2. Brazier way out in front of that pitch right there. Yeah.
Coach Zarn got him up in the front of the box as far as they can get.
The 3-2 is on its way. That's going to be called strike three on the inside pitch. But for the Lady Panthers, they'll score three runs on two hits. Nobody left on base. So at the end of the top of the first, it's Burton 3 and Evadale coming to bat. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Hey, welcome back here to New Caney ISD as we start play here in the bottom half of the first inning. So in the top half of the first, the Lady Panthers were able to score three runs, a big leadoff home run there by Lexi Brazier, and then followed up by a double by Maya Williams. Paige Fridge reaches on an error, and a sac fly and ground out are responsible for the last two runs. So leading off for the Evadale Lady Rebels will be Allie Seals, the opposing pitcher. On the mound for the Lady Panthers is Lexi Brazier, and doing the catching tonight is going to be Layla Ellis will be doing the catching. So as we get ready to start here in the bottom half of the first inning, Seals is stepping into the plate, and Brazier on the mound ready for the pitch. So first pitch from Brazier is on its way. Swung on for strike one. So nice hard fastball right there down the middle. Seals didn't know if she wanted to swing or not swing on that one. So 0-1 count. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on for strike two. So Brazier quickly hit 0-2.
I wouldn't change a thing. This young lady got a big old bat up there too, don't she?
Yeah. Got a big long bat, and Brazier's bringing it in there pretty good right now. Two straight fastballs. She's going to try and go away with the 0-2 pitch. Can't get the chase, so run the count to 1-2.
finisher licks. Here we go.
So first batter up here for Evadale here in the bottom half of the first. The 1-2 on its way.
Swung
on and missed for strike three. So first strikeout of the night for Brazier as she strikes out Seals for the first out of the bottom half of the first inning.
Number 13, Madison Redinger.
It's going to bring up third baseman number 13, Madison Redinger, for Evadale. She steps in from the right-hand side of the plate. Brazier looks in, gets her sign, her delivery. Going to be up and away for ball one. Nice breeze blowing in a little bit from left field. Cloud covers keeping it bearable for us out here.
Beautiful stadium, too.
So the 1-0 pitch on its way right down the middle, swung through for strike one. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike. Nice hard fastball there by Brazier. So Brazier with the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, foul back right at me.
Didn't jump, did you?
A little flinch there. Even though I got a net in front of me, flinched
right.
A little bit.
It's all right. It was on your side, buddy. See, I'm going to get one before the night's over, and I'm going to see if I'm stronger.
So 1-2 pitch is coming from Brazier here. And it's going to be swung on and fouled back right into the screen. So count remains one ball and two strikes. One out in the inning. We play here in the bottom half of the first inning. Burton Lady Panthers on top, 3-0. So 1-2 pitch on its way from Brazier. Going to be swung on, hit right back to her. She's going to grab it, toss it over to first base for the out. So quickly two outs in the inning on the ground out back to the pitcher.
Third baseman, number 7, Brindley Peak.
So that brings up number 7, Brindley Peak for Evadale, the three-hole hitter for them. She'll step in from the right-hand side of the plate. So Brazier's on the rubber getting her sign from Ellis. Pitch is on its way, swung on and missed for strike one.
They got a big, long swing in softball. You have to have that quick swing, especially when you have somebody throwing a little harder.
Yeah, big long swing there, and Brazier's bringing it pretty good for them. So the 0-1 pitch from Brazier is going to be in there for strike two. Fastball inside corner of the plate. Consistent. That's what Lacey got rung up on in the first inning.
Yep.
So umpires are being really consistent tonight. So the 1-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on. This is a fly ball out to center field.
Right. Can of corn. I'm out.
Center fielder
out of baby.
Under it and makes the catch for out number three. So with that, the Rebels go three up, three down. And after one complete inning of play, it's the Lady Panthers 3, the Evadale Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
All right, welcome back here to New Uncanny ISD as we start play here in the top half of the second inning. Leading it off for the Lady Panthers will be Erin Huntsman as she steps in from the right-hand side of the plate and takes ball one on the first pitch there from Seals from Evadale. The 1-0 pitch on the way, swung on and missed for strike one. Evens up the count at 1-1.
You can do it, Erin. Come on, baby.
So the 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be in there for a strike two. One ball, two strike count now on Huntsman. So Seals still on the mound for Evadale. Pitch on the way, fouled back into the screen. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. Just underway here in the top half of the second inning.
Burton leading this game 3-0.
The 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and missed at the high fastball for strike three. So Huntsman goes down on strikes for the first out of the top half of the second
now
inning.
Batting. First baseman number 7, Melanie Wood.
Brings up number 7, Melanie Wood.
Another one of our seniors.
Wood, a right-handed batter. She'll step in with nobody on. One out in the inning. First pitch coming. Going to be taken on the outside corner for strike one. So it looks like Seal settled down a little bit this inning, working the strike zone in and out a little bit better than what she did in the first inning. So 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on. This is hit out into the outfield. Center fielder moving over,
missed it.
It's going to be over her head. So Wood is going to pull up into second base with a double for the Panthers, Lady Panthers.
Good job, Melly.
Designated player number 8, Kelsey Landriot.
So brings up Kelsey Landriot. So she's going to step in from the right side. One out, runner at second base. Wood with the one out double. So first pitch on its way is going to be up high for a ball. Nice snag by the Evadale catcher to keep that one from going back to the screen.
She does have a pretty decent rise ball. She likes to throw that to try to get ahead of them.
So the 1-0 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on a changeup and missed. Ball's going to get away from the catcher, and Wood's going to scoot on down to third base. So Wood at third base with one out. One ball, one strike count on Landrinal.
Let's put it in play here.
So 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be another changeup, swung on and missed there. Was working her fastball up a little high, now went into a little bit of a drop ball type changeup there on the last two pitches. So one ball, two strike count on its way. Going to be in there for strike three. So Landrinal to go down on strikes for the second out in the inning. That's going to take us back to the top of the order for Lexi Brazier. Lexi in her first at-bat led off the game with a home run. Get the scoring started for the Lady Panthers as they lead 3-0 here in the top half of the second inning. First pitch to Brazier is outside for a ball. So Wood down at third base. Brazier up the bat. Two outs in the inning. 1-0 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is another high drive down the left field line. Will it stay foul? And it's going to be foul ball. So almost a bid for a second home run there by Lexi Brazier. Lands just foul right in front of the fence.
She's seeing this ball really well. We need to play the run. You want to win every inning here. We need a score. Come on, Lex. Base hit.
So 1-1 pitch now on its way. It's going to be outside for ball two. I believe that's where I would stay with her right now. I wouldn't give her everything that she's hit down the left field line. Has been a pitch trying to hit the inside part of the plate, and that's just putting it right in her wheelhouse right there.
Let's take this ball to right.
So 2-1 pitch is going to be inside. She came back inside.
She tried to come inside, didn't she?
Came a little too far inside, so it's going to run the count up to 3-1. Two outs in the inning. Wood down at third base. Lady Panthers lead 3-0 here, top of the second.
Pitches
on the line, drive smoked out to the left center field. Gap's going to score. Wood from third. Brazier's going to pull up into second base with a stand-up double as she just totally scalded that ball.
She ripped it.
Number three, Amaya Williams.
So that's going to bring up center fielder Amaya Williams here as Brazier is at second base. Williams, her first time up, hit a double out to the right center field gap. So we'll see
if we can get a
repeat of that. So
I'm going to call for a dong right here.
The first pitch is hit, and it's deep to left. And
Daryl
Peakey called that one. Two-run home run for Amaya Williams on the first pitch she sees in her second at-bat. So two-run home run from Amaya Williams is going to push the score to 6-0, Lady Panthers. As my partner over here called that before that, I guess I got to owe him a soda water after the game for doing that. But ball just totally crushed by Maya Williams there.
I told her, give me three of them tonight. If I really want to be cocky, they've been going back-to-back all year, so I'll double that soda water with you. We're going to go back-to-back right here.
We're going to say back-to-back on this one.
Back-to-back.
All right, Paige Fritsch steps in. Two outs. Three runs in for the Panthers. She's going to hit one back to the pitcher.
Pitcher's going to
knock it down, and she's going to throw over to first for the third out of the inning. But for the Lady Panthers, they'll score three runs on three hits. There was nobody, one runner left on base. Your score at the end of one and a half. It's Burton Lady Panthers 6, Evadale Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, welcome back here to New Caney ISD. We're down here on the east side of Houston for Lady Panther softball. And the Lady Panthers jump out with three runs in both of the first two innings for a 6-0 lead. So as we start here in the bottom half of the second inning, leading it off for Evadale would be Lincoln Scott. So she'll step in from the right side of the plate.
Don't want to relax here. We want to get three up, three down, girls.
First pitch from Brazier is going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to Lincoln Scott from Evadale. So last inning, Daryl, two balls just totally crushed by the Lady Panthers.
That ball would still be flying if Lex would have got it up in the air.
So the one ball, no strike pitch on its way, and it's going to be up and away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes on Lincoln Scott.
All right, come on back down in this zone, Lex.
So Brazier takes a little trip around the mound, and she's back on the rubber now. Two ball, no strike pitch on its way. It's going to be right down the middle, fouled off to the right side for strike one. So two balls and one strike on Lincoln Scott for Evadale. First batter here in the bottom half of the second inning. So 2-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on and popped to the first
Melanie.
Base side. First baseman over and makes the catch for out number one.
Job.
So Melanie Wood over at first base with that catch on the pop fly just into foul territory. So it's going to bring up to bat number Can't tell what number she is. I don't have it written down, but this is Melanie Hutstedler for Evadale. She steps in from the right-hand side. She squares around the bunt and is going to take a fastball right down the middle for strike
19.
One. Number 19, Melanie Hutstedler.
Nice job.
Hopefully I got that pronunciation
correct.
You got
it, big dog.
So Brazier's 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be just outside for ball one. So one ball, one strike count. One out. We're in the bottom part of the second inning. Lady Panthers with a 6-0 lead. So Brazier with the 1-1 pitch is going to be swung on and missed for strike two.
Don't let up, Lex. Don't let up. She can't catch up to it.
Yeah, it seems Brazier's fastball got a little zip on it that maybe Evadale hadn't seen too much of. They're swinging behind on a lot of stuff. So the 1-2 pitch on its way from Brazier is going to be a fastball up and away for ball two. So evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Let's go. And right down the middle here.
Evadale taking some pretty long swings, too, when they're swinging. Yeah. Not the compact swing you would look for against someone who's throwing a little bit hard.
Yeah.
So the 2-2 pitch on its way from Brazier.
Atta, baby.
Swung on for strike three. So that takes it to 2 outs in the inning. As Brazier gets her second strikeout of the night.
Catcher number 0, Callie Creel.
Brings up number 0, Callie Creel. So Creel, another right-handed batter. She steps in with 2 outs in the inning. First pitch coming from Brazier to Creel. Swung on and fouled up. Almost caught there by Layla Ellis, the catcher. Fouled off just to the right side. Made an attempt for it. Just out of the reach. Couldn't get to it.
She's shaking her head. She said, I should have dove for that. Just couldn't get her feet underneath her.
Just couldn't quite get out there for it. So no ball, one strike count. The 0-1 pitch from Brazier is on its way. Going to be taken outside for a ball, just outside off the outside corner.
She thought about swinging at her. Stay right there. She'll swing this time.
Yeah, she thought about offering at that pitch. Just a little bit off the outside corner of the plate there.
Right up on top of the plate in the batter's box. You could bust her inside, too, and off her hands. That's where they're going.
1-1 pitch is on that inside corner, and she's going to swing and foul that roller down the third base side, foul. So Brazier hit now 1 ball, 2 strikes.
Now she got her set up. She can go either way now.
Yeah, she's got her set up for whatever she wants to do here. Seen 3 fastballs, so she wants to come with something softer or go high and away. She's going to put that right down the middle, popped up.
Catch it.
Catch her over and just off the glove of
Melanie. You got to call her off on that.
Yeah, it looked like Wood was coming in on that, and Ellis was going out trying to get it just off the glove of Ellis there. So false foul right between the dugout and the first baseline there.
All right, let's put her away right here, Lex.
So Creel will step back in there and with the 1-2 count. Brazier looks in to get her sign. And that 1-2 pitch is on its way.
There you go.
Pitch,
nice.
Swung on for strike three. So with that, that's another 3-up, 3-down inning for the Burton Lady Panthers, as at the end of 2 complete innings of play, it's the Lady Panthers 6 and the Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N! Let's go Burton! B-U-R!
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Daryl K.
Soccer are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
All right, welcome back to Lady Burton Panther softball playoff action here as the Lady Panthers come up to bat here in the top half of the third inning with a 6-0 lead. Leading it off for the Lady Panthers will be right fielder Natalie Hody.
She did her job a while ago, had the runner on third, and she hit the sacrifice fly to bring her in.
First pitch to Hody, swinging, hits one foul down the third baseline. So Hody's first to bat, hit a sacrifice fly to drive in the second run of the game for the Panthers, Lady Panthers.
6-0 here in the top of the third, Bert.
So we'll get it all reset back here. Hody steps back in. He's got a no ball, one strike count. Pitch on its way. This is swung on. This is going to be a fly ball down the left field line. It's going to fly out of play.
Keep battling, Natalie. You can do it.
So Hody out in front just a little bit on the first two pitches. Hits a hard ground ball foul between third base and dugout. Hits that one foul down the left field line on fly ball. So quickly 0-2 on Hody. 0-2 pitch on its way.
Atta girl.
Line drive off of the third baseman's glove will trickle out in the left field. So Natalie Hody leads it off here in the top half of the third with a single.
Next up for the Lady Panthers, number 2, Layla Ellis.
Brings up to bat catcher Layla Ellis for the Lady Panthers.
I'd see Natalie Steele here.
So Ellis, a left-handed batter here, steps in. Hody's off and running at first.
Get back, Natalie. Go. Go,
and Matt. It's just over the shortstop's head on the line drive. Going to go out in the left field for a base hit. Hody had to hesitate a little bit there. Didn't know. Kind of got caught in between there, but it gets over the shortstop's head for a single. So that's going to put two runners on for the Lady Panthers.
She was in no man's land there, buddy.
Nope, she got kind of caught. She was on the move stealing there and kind of got caught in between and just went right over the glove of the shortstop. Out in the left field. So that's going to bring up to bat third baseman Lacey Brazier.
Come on, Lacey.
Brazier steps in with two runners on and nobody out. First pitch swinging. She's going to foul one at the plate. So runners at first and second. Nobody out here for the Lady Panthers. As first two batters reached on singles.
Come on, Lacey.
Brazier steps in. Struck out her first time up. 0-1 pitch on its way, swung through and missed, so quickly 0-2 on Brazier.
Sharten up and just put it in play, Lacey.
So Brazier steps back in, the 0-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on, ground ball over to the shortstop. She's going to go to third for one out and take out the lead runner, and that's the only out they'll get. So Hody is out at third base.
Aaron Huntsman.
Brazier will reach on the fielder's choice and be over at first. Ellis advances up to second, brings up to bat shortstop Aaron Huntsman.
Come on, Aaron, we need a hit here.
First pitch to Huntsman is going to be inside corner strike. So runners at first and second, one out in the inning. Huntsman up to bat for the Lady Panthers. 0-1 pitch on his way is fouled back to the screen for quickly a hit. 0-2 is Allie Seals for Evadale. Daryl, she's kind of worked a little bit of a changeup when she gets a hit a little bit. It's kind of getting them out in front a little bit. So a couple singles in the inning, not hit really, really hard other than the single by Hody. And 0-2 pitches on its way. It's going to be a pop-up on the infield. Infield fly was called. Caught by the third baseman. So Huntsman will be the second out of the inning as she flies out to the third baseman.
Melanie Wood.
Going to have us a Curtis pinch runner for the catcher. It'll be number 6.
So number 6, Kara Landrenault will come in and pinch run for
Layla Ellis.
You're at such a please. Coming in to run, number 6, Kara Landreault.
All right, Melanie, we need a hit here. We can't leave these runners. We got to score every inning.
So it brings up to bat for the Lady Panthers first baseman, Melanie Wood. Wood, her first at bat, had a double, scored a run. She'll be batting here with runners at first and second and two outs. Umpire getting all his changes writ down.
Let's go, Melanie.
So Wood steps in. First pitch is on its way. Going to be taken for strike one.
Try this ball through the middle.
So Wood steps out, gets her sign from Coach Zach Zorn down there at third base. Back in, 0-1 pitch on its way. This is swung through and missed. Runners are on the move. And both runners in there safe on the double steal. So Landrinald will move up to third base, and Lacey Brazier will move in over at second base.
All right, Melanie, here we go. Be a two-strike hitter.
So 0-2 count on Wood. Runners at second and third now. Two outs. 0-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on
and
fouled back behind us here. So Wood stays alive up there.
Got a battle, baby. Come on now.
So Wood back in. Seals on the rubber. The 0-2 pitch is on its way.
Chase the high one.
Chase the high fastball for strike three, and that's going to end the inning for the Lady Panthers. And for the Lady Panthers, there were no runs on two hits. There were two runners left on base. Your score at the end of 2.5. It's the Lady Panthers 6 and the Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
All right, we're back here in New Caney ISD. As we start the bottom half of the third inning, leading off for the Lady Rebels for Evadale will be Breanne Bucknell.
Haven't got to say it yet, but a great job by Coach Zorn and Coach Smith with these girls. Coach Zorn has a passion for this game, and he's one of them really great dudes.
So first pitch is in there for a ball to the leadoff batter for Evadale here in the bottom half of the third inning. So 1-0 pitch from Brazier is on its way. It's going to be in there for a strike. Well,
oh,
my bad.
Don't get tight now, Blue.
Umpire called that one down a little bit there. So it's going to be a 2-ball, no strike count. So 2-0 pitch now on its way from Brazier. That one's going to be in there for a strike. Brought it up a little bit. I guess the first one he thought was a little bit low that we thought was a strike. But.
Lucky they didn't have that challenge. He'd have lost that one.
So 2-1 pitch from Brazier is on its way. Just swung on, hit back up the middle. That's going to be the first hit of the game for Evadale. As Breanne Bucknell gets a single back up the middle. Just skated right by second baseman Paige Fritch. So brings up Michaela Selmans. She steps in from the right side of the plate with runner at first base. First pitch swinging, swings and misses.
Throw a double play ball here. Wouldn't hurt my feelings there, Steven.
No, sure wouldn't. So 0-1 pitch from Brazier is coming. It's going to be in there for strike two. So Brazier quickly hit now 0-2. She fell behind the first batter.
Yeah, you always want to try to get ahead of them. She might throw this girl out at first after this strikeout, too.
So 0-2 pitch on its way. That's going to be just down for a ball. I probably would have called that a strike, but almost said strike three there, Darryl. But
I would agree with you. I mean, we do have a front row seat.
We do have pretty good seat right here. We got a pretty good view. At least we can keep all the rowdy fans out, you
That's
know, from
it.
Over here. So 0-2 1-2 pitch is right down the middle for strike three. So going down on strikes is Michaela Selmans.
Scout Davis.
It's going to bring up Scout Davis. Kind of like that name, Scout Davis. That's a pretty cool name there, Darryl.
Yes, it is.
So Davis, the number nine batter for Evadale. First pitch swinging, swings through it for strike one.
Stay right there, Lexi. She can't keep a catch up to you.
So one out, runner at first base. Lady Panthers up 6-0 here in the as we play in the bottom half of the third. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. This
yes,
is going to be
did.
Taken low. Check swing by the batter.
Guess they're not going to appeal it. Let's go, Lex. Throw strikes, babe.
So count even at 1-1. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for strike two. So one ball, two strikes now on Scout Davis.
At the top of the order coming up next.
Top of the order on deck for Evadale. So Brazier's 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and fouled back, and I did not flinch.
I've seen that, man. Tell you what, you're solid as a rock now. That first one, you just had to get it out of your system.
Had to get the first one out there.
Get them eyes focused. You throw a change up here or not?
I would.
I'd break her back, too.
1-2. I'd throw some off-speed here at her. She hadn't seen it yet, so 1-2 pitch on its way. And swung through for strike three. So going down on strikes is Scout Davis. Takes it to two outs in the inning, and that'll bring us back to the top of the lineup for the Lady Rebels. Allie Seals steps in.
Struck out the first time, right?
Struck out the first time up.
All right, girls, we got two. Let's finish it here.
So first pitch on the way to Seals is going to be taken up and in for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Runner at first base, two outs. Lady Panthers lead it 6-0 here in the bottom half of the third inning.
Let's go, Lakes.
A pitch on its way, squares around the bunt, taken down low for a ball. So two balls and no strikes now. Seals a hit here. Pitcher versus pitcher here.
Battle back all the way, Lex.
So 2-0 pitch from Brazier. Going to be taken outside for ball three. So I think first time we've probably seen Brazier go 3-0 on a on a batter today. Control's been pretty good for Brazier on the mound. Working on a five strikeout day already, and we're in the bottom half of the third. So 3-0 pitch is taken in there for strike one. So three balls and one strike now.
You can do it, 14, all the way back.
So Seals is squared around the bunt. I'm sure she'll pull this back. 3-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be taken outside for ball four. So a two-out walk for Allie Seals will put her over at first base.
Next up for the Lady Rebels, number 13, Madison Redinger.
Moves Breanne Bucknell over to second. Stepping up is Madison Redinger. Her first time out, she grounded back to Brazier on the mound. So first pitch coming. Going to be swung on and missed for strike one. The runners at first and second. There's two outs. Lady Panthers with a 6-0 lead here. Bottom half of the third inning. So 0-1 pitch from Brazier coming. Going to be in there, fouled off down out of play to the right side. So Brazier quickly ahead this time, 0-2.
She needs a finisher.
So Brazier going to change out the ball here. She doesn't really. Well. Trying to decide which one she wants there, Daryl.
Yeah.
It's all about comfort out there.
Which one she wants to throw this last pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, quickly hit 0-2 here on Madison Redinger.
Let's go. Come on, Lex.
So Brazier back on the rubber. The 0-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be hit to the right side. Fritch is going to field it.
Page.
Toss
good
over
job.
The wood at first for the third out of the inning. So for the Lady Rebels, there was one hit. They left two runners on base. No run scored, though, and your score at the end of three complete innings of play. It's the Lady Panthers 6 and the Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friend.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
So welcome back here to New Caney ISD as we start play here in the top half of the fourth inning. And just remind everyone to mark your calendars. The 2026 UIL State Softball Championships take place May 28th through the 30th at Red and Charlene McCombs Field at on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Schedule, spectator, and ticket information can be found at uiltexas.org/softball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/softball. So leading it off here in the top half of the fourth inning for the Lady Panthers is going to be Kelsey Landernault. And she steps in swinging right away. Swinging a miss there for strike one. So,
all right, Kelsey, you can do this.
Landry Alder, her first time up, struck out her first time up. So swung on a missed on the next pitch. Brings the count to one ball and two strikes. So sun starting to shine a little bit out there to the left field side. Clouds breaking up a little bit. And the 1-2 is swung on, foul tip caught by the catcher for strike three. So Landry ought to go down on strikes for the first out of the inning for the Lady Panthers, and that's going to take us up to the top of the lineup to Lexi Brazier, who's 2-for-2 with a home run and a double. Just scalded the ball her last time up. Takes first pitch outside right there. What do you think about that pitch, Daryl?
He rung her up on it, though, buddy. Look at them outfielders. They're leaning up against a wall.
Yeah. Yeah, if they take two more steps back, they'd be leaning on top of it. So the 0-1 pitch is up high for ball one.
Come on, Lex. We need base runners. Get on for these.
Evens the count up at one ball and one strike. So the 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be taken up and out for a ball. So two balls and one strike.
Lex thought about going after that one.
She thought about it. Probably wise not to swing at that.
She's going to throw it inside here and she's going to turn on it.
She went inside with some off speed there. Looked like she took a little bit off of there. Got it in there for a strike. So evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch is going to be way outside for ball three. Run the count full here. So you got a full count.
We need you on, Lex.
Full count, one out, nobody on base. 3-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on, hit hard down the left field line. Left fielder moving over. Makes
nice
a
catch.
Running catch. So nice catch out there by the left fielder for out number two. So Brazier gives that a ride down the left field line there. Left fielders are playing probably about three steps off the fence back there, and catches it at about three steps off the fence, just right on the left field line for out number two. Brings up to bat center fielder Amaya Williams, and she'll take a first pitch up high and out for a ball. Williams, her last time up, hit a home run, so she's also 2-for-2 with a double and a home run. So next pitch is up and away for ball two. So Williams quickly ahead, two balls, no strikes here. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. Lady Panthers leading it 6-0.
Come on, Ma, I'll get you another one.
The pitch is swung on. This is drilled out to center field. It's going to be overhead off the wall. Williams rounding first, and she'll pull up into second base for a double. So line drive just hit right over the center fielder's head and hits the base of the wall. And Williams will pull into second base out there with a stand-up double.
Come on, Paige.
So brings up second baseman Paige Fritch.
They're going to have 8 runs here.
So Fritch steps in. Runner at second base and 2 outs. First pitch coming. She's swinging down third baseline. It's going to go right through the third baseman's legs. And coming around the score is Williams. And going in the second is going to be Fritch. So another run on the board for the Lady Panthers. Going to run our score out to 7-0.
Another run to extend their lead.
Come on, Natalie.
Number 11,
Natalie Hody. Let's go, Nat. Change places with her. Let's go, babe.
Brings up to bat right fielder Natalie Hody. So Hody will step in with 2 outs. Fritch at second base. First pitch coming, swinging. It's going to hit a little fly
That's gonna
ball.
Fall. That's going to fall. Keep running. Keep running. Keep running, Nat. Keep running. Keep running.
Unable to be caught by the second baseman as it was in kind of no man's land out there behind first and second base. So Hody will pull up at second base. And scoring on the play will be Paige Fritch.
Make it 8-0.
Bert. Number 2, Layla Ellis.
So with that run, that puts the Lady Panthers up 8-0. Brings up catcher Layla Ellis.
Come on, Layla. We need a base hit here.
So Ellis had a single her last time up. First pitch swing. She's going to hit another single right back up
Good
the middle.
Job.
Coming around third base to score will be Hody. So Hody scores on the single by Layla Ellis. Pushes the score to Lady Panthers 9. And Everdale 0.
We're going to have another pinch runner, number 6 again for the catcher.
Running for the catcher. Number 6, Kara Landrialt.
So Kara Landrialt comes in to run for Layla Ellis. Brings up to bat Lacey Brazier.
Lacey's due here.
Hitting to a fielder's choice her last time up. First pitch going to be taken. And Landrialt is going to take off and go to second base and pull up there without a throw.
Come on, Lacey. There she is. Let's get this 10th run on the board.
So Landrialt moves into scoring position for Lacey Brazier. The 0-1 pitch is taken just inside for ball one.
It's the first one. He didn't call a strike on that inside corner.
So one ball, one strike count on Lacey Brazier. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be down and inside for ball two.
Come on, Lacey. Hit a gap here.
So Brazier steps back in. 2-1 pitch on its way. Swinging. Little roller down the third baseline. Going to be picked up foul. Even up to count at 2-2. So we got 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 3 runs in here in the top half of the fourth inning for the Lady Panthers. 2-2 pitch on its way. Is going to be fouled back into the screen.
had the runner running on that pitch.
So Brazier's back in. 2-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be taken just high for ball three. Going to push the count out to 3-2. Two outs here. Top half of the fourth inning. Lady Panthers leading it 9-0. 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. Foul tip. Caught for strike three. And that's going to do it for the Lady Panthers in the inning. But for the Lady Panthers, they're going to score 3 runs on 2 hits. There was 1 runner left on base. So your score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Lady Panthers 9, the Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, and we are back here at Buchanan ISD School District. Nice field out here, by the way. Nice AstroTurf complex here. School looks pretty new down here.
I talked to the gentleman out there. He said 4 years.
4 years.
Yes, yeah. 4 years.
So we're at West Fork High School just off of Interstate 69 or 59, however you want to look at it. We're on the east side of Houston for tonight's playoff action. So stepping in and leading it off for the Lady Rebels will be Brinley Peak. Her first time up, she flied out to center field. First pitch coming, going to be down low for a ball.
Need to get ahead here, Lex.
So Brazier's only given up 1 hit so far today. So the 1-0, no strike pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a fly ball
right
to left field.
Good
left
job, Al.
Play for out number one on the fly out to left field.
Good job, Abby.
Stepping to the plate, number 4, Lincoln Scott.
So brings up to bat Lincoln Scott for Evadale. She's going to step in with nobody on and 1 out. Bottom half of the fourth inning. First pitch coming to Scott is going to be up and out for ball one.
Just going to say we could use a quick low pitch inning this time since she will be pitching the second game here 30 minutes after this one.
I'm sure we'll see her in the second game. I don't think they're going to deviate from that at all.
No.
So the 1-0, no strike pitch is on its way. Going to be in there, swung on. Down to
nice
third.
Nice play.
Knocked down. Picks it up. Throws on to first for the out.
Stay with it, Lacey.
So,
that a girl.
Nice play over there by Lacey Brazier at third base. Hard hit ball down there. Knocks it down, picks it up, throws over to first base for the second out of the inning. Brings up to bat Melanie Hutstetler.
All right, girls, D1 here. Let's finish it here.
So 2 outs now in the inning for the Lady Rebels. Brazier on the rubber. Delivery squares around a bunt. This can be bunted foul down the third baseline. So first bunt attempt we've seen by either team today. Usually a little surprising. Sometimes in softball you see a little bit more of those plays to try and move runners up and push runners over. Hutstetler just trying to work her way on, trying to get on base here. So Brazier on the rubber, the 0-1 pitch. Squares around the bunt again, this time down in the dirt for ball one. Evens up the count at 1-1 strike. I always hate saying dirt when it's on AstroTurf, but it's still, you know, it's still made to look like dirt, I guess.
That's right.
So Brazier's 1-1 pitch. It's going to be swung on for strike two. Nice hard fastball there on the inside part of the plate.
Don't mess with her here. Come back with that same pitch. Set her down. 9-0 lead here. Bottom of the fourth. Burton.
So the 1-2 pitch is going to be just a hair outside there.
Our boys are playing a warm-up game in Burton. In the third inning, we're trailing 1-0.
So Burton Panthers will have some playoff action coming up later on next week. Along with the Brenham Cubs, who also have some playoff action coming up.
All right, Lex, got a finisher here.
So Brazier's got a 3-2 count on Huntsdedler for Evadale. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. So with that strikeout, that'll do it for the Lady Rebels. So at the end of four, it is the Lady Panthers 9 and the Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue. Call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, welcome back here to West Fork High School here in New Caney ISD. Just down here east side of Houston today, as we've got Lady Panther softball action going on, and we've got a pitching change on the mound for Evadale. On the pitch is going to be number four. I believe she was over at third base earlier. And moving over to
on the mound.
Shortstop.
Lady Rebels. Yeah. Number four, Lincoln Scott.
So Lincoln Scott will be coming in to pitch for the Lady Rebels. And first up for the Lady Panthers is going to be Aaron Huntsman.
Come on, senior, get you a hit here. Let's go.
So Huntsman's had a strikeout today and had a fly out to the third baseman. So need a little hit, get something started here for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the fifth inning. So Lincoln Scott with her first pitch is going to leave it up and outside for ball one.
In warm-up, she was just kind of spinning it, keeping everything outside.
So this one is hit out to center field. Center fielder over is going to make the catch. So good hard hit line drive by Huntsman out to center field. Center fielder steps on over and makes the catch. Brings up to bat first baseman Melanie Wood. Wood 1-for-2 on the day. She's got a double and a strikeout to her credit.
Come on, Melody.
So Wood steps in and offers that a off-speed pitch kind of half-heartedly there on the first one. Got a little fooled on that. Was looking for something a little bit different. So Scott's 0-1 pitch on the
another
way.
Another one.
Another little spinner off the edge of the plate there for strike two. So quickly, no balls, two strikes on Melanie Wood.
Can do it, Melanie. Come on back. Take that pitch to right field.
0-2 pitch on its way. Ooh, going to be started up high, came back down. That's pretty tough right there, Daryl.
That's a pretty good changeup.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
She's going to go back to this little slurve or whatever she wants to call it here, though.
And the 1-2 pitch is going to be inside down for ball two. So Wood works the count even, 2-2. One out. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. 2-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on and hammered down the third baseline, just foul. So that time that little spinner kind of hung up there a little bit.
Yeah, right in that wheelhouse, just too quick of hands.
Yeah, Wood just out in front of it, smashed it down the third baseline, just foul.
Battle, Mally, battle.
So 2-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be swung on down to the third baseman. Third baseman's up with it. On to first base for the out. So quickly, two outs for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the fifth inning. Going to bring
now
up the bat.
Number 8, Kelsey Landreault.
Kelsey Landreault.
Kelsey due for a hit here.
So Kelsey's 0-2 on the day. First pitch coming. Going to be swung on. This is going to be hit shortstop. Going to be dropped in there for a single. So Landreault in there with a two-out single is going to put her over at first base and take us back to the top of the order. It's going to bring up Lexi Brazier.
Stepping to the plate for the Lady Panthers, number 14, Lexi Brazier.
Come on, Lex.
So Brazier steps in. She's 2-for-3 on the day, home run and a double. Brazier batting with a runner at first and two outs. First pitch is taken for strike one. So, Daryl, if she stays back on these pitches, she's going to hit this ball a long way.
Yes,
she's got to stay back on a lot of spinning off-speed pitches here coming. So, the 0-1 pitch on its way. Runner's on the move. She's going to pull
there
up into second base on a stolen basis. Landreault.
All right, Lex, there she is. That's that 10th run we're looking for. Let's go.
So Brazier took that one up and away. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on. This is hit down the left field line. It's going to tail foul. So line drive falls just foul down the left field line. Runs the count out, one ball, two strikes.
Keep them hands back. Let's go, Lex. Drive through the middle.
So Landreault over at second base with two outs. Brazier's got a 1-2 count. She steps back in. Pitch on its way. This is swung on and hit deep out to left. Left fielder is there, and she's going to make the catch for out number 3. So with that fly out, there were no runs. There was one hit, one runner left on base. Your score at the end of 4.5 innings of play. It's the Lady Panthers 9, the Lady Rebels 0. We'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Let's go Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton. B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red.
Right, we're back here at West Fork High School. Stephen Drain and Daryl Kiki watching some playoff softball action, first round softball action here from West Fork High School. It's the Burton Lady Panthers and the Evadale Lady Rebels. The Lady Panthers on top, 9-0. We start play here, bottom of the fifth. Daryl, pretty much all Burton here so far.
Lexus, you know, it starts in the circle, Stephen. Any level. You got to have that horse in the circle, and Lex is Lex doing her job. They have one hit.
One hit so far. So Evadale with one hit. Leadoff batter for Evadale is catcher Kaylee Crow. She's a strikeout victim her first time up to bat. With that, if they wouldn't have had that hit, Brazier would have faced the minimum so far on the mound.
Six or seven Ks?
Yeah, she's on one, two, three, four. She's got six strikeouts right now. So Brazier pitching an outstanding game here for the Lady Panthers. So counts even at one ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch is fouled right back at me, and I did not flinch again that time.
I did not feel the table move this time. Last time the table moved a little bit, buddy. You know, we might have to slide for the next game. We might have to slide it closer to the screen just to test you a little bit more.
A little bit. I don't know. We're pretty close to where it is right here.
Yeah, but I mean, that'd be right on top of that ball in your eye.
So 1-2 pitch is fouled off toward the Burton dugout. I mean, picked up over there by Wood, tossed back into play.
Finish her off here.
So Brazier's on the rubber waiting to get her sign, the 1-2 pitch. And that 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be down low for a ball. Going to even the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I think if she makes this ball jump up, she can get her a K here.
Yeah, Brazier digging in that glove on the 2-2. She's going to throw it in there. It's going to be fouled right back over the screen here. A little battle here going on between Lexi Brazier and Kaylee Crow for Evadale.
Now it's perfect time for that changeup.
So Brazier with the 2-2 pitch is going to be just outside on that outside corner. Going to run the count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. We're playing here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lady Panthers up 9-0. And that 3-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and fly down the right field line. Right fielder coming over, unable to make the grab. Falls into foul territory. Long run out there.
Yeah.
By Natalie Hody out there in right field, just out of her reach. About another step or two, she probably would have caught that ball. Long run, trying to make that catch.
She gave a great effort. They would have took a dive to catch that one.
So we'll reset it, do it all over again. 3-2 pitch on its way from Brazier. Going to be just up, I guess, on that one, if you want to call it that. So ball four. It's going to put Kaylee Creel over at first base. Going to bring up to bat Breanne Buckner.
Now batting number 5, Breanne Buckner.
So Buckner owns the only hit for Evadale today. So runner at first base now, nobody out. First pitch to Buckner is up high for a ball. Buckner, the number 7 batter in the lineup for the Lady Rebels. 1-0 pitch on its way. It's going to be taken for strike one. Nice hard fastball right down the middle of the plate.
Could have gave that on that last pitch on the other one.
I think Lexi said right there, I'm not playing around with this no more. It's time to
just finish this thing.
Finish it and get it on. So next pitch is swung on and missed for strike two.
This is where she got to just challenge her. She's been trying to hit that outside corner and stuff and getting in a bind. This here, you challenge her straight at her.
The 1-2 pitch on its way. Got it, swung on and missed for strike three. It's going to be the first out of the inning here for the Lady Rebels. Going to bring up to bat.
Next up, number 9,
Makayla Simmons.
Stay right at her too, Lex. Let's go.
So Selmans was a strikeout victim back in the third inning. First pitch in there for a strike one.
Don't change a thing. Boys are up 3-1 now.
So that 0-1 pitch on and away squares around the bun.
Yes, she did.
Fouls it off. Foul tips it back there. Quickly runs the count. No ball, two strike on Selmans. Runner over at first for the Lady Rebels is Creel. She reached on a walk. So Brazier's 0-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be up and outside for ball one.
Way to hang back here, Layla.
Going to push the count out to one ball, two strikes, one out. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lady Panthers up 9-0.
Get you a K here.
1-2 pitch on its way. Up and out again. Going to even up that count at two balls and two strikes.
When Lex is missing, everything is staying up and out.
Yeah, she's just missing up and away.
Yeah.
To all those right-handed batters. So 2-2 pitch on its way now. Going to be taken right down the middle for strike three. So another strikeout for Brazier.
Now batting number 8, Scout Davis.
So Scout Davis steps in the bat.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth.
So first pitch coming from Brazier to Davis. Going to be swung on and missed for strike one.
You just go right at this one. She's just going to swing.
Yeah, that the swing by Davis right there was a little bit half-hearted on that one. I don't know if she got fooled on that pitch a little bit or wasn't expecting what was coming. But so Brazier's 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up and away for a ball.
Come on, Lex. Go right at her. Can't touch you.
So one ball, one strike count, two outs, runner at first base. Brazier's 1-1 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike two. Brazier hit one ball, two strikes, two outs here.
Throw it up there again, it'd be K time.
Yeah, I think I'd throw it up high. Just going to swing at it. We're going to go away the way it looks, and they're going to. There it is for. Fastball for strike three. So with that, there were no runs on no hits. There was one runner left on base. So your score after five innings of play is the Lady Panthers 9, the Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time. It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And we're back here at West Fork High School, New Caney ISD, as Amaya Williams steps in. First pitch coming to Amaya is taken up and away for ball one. So Amaya's got a perfect day going for her. 3-for-3, Darryl, 2 doubles and a home run. See if she can continue that hot streak. The 1-0 pitch is down low for ball two.
I'm going to have to ask Zorn why he's not in his coaching box on this batter.
He's stepped back a little bit there. I think he's a little worried about that hot ball coming down there.
I think this one's going to go over that flagpole. Ooh.
So the 2-0 pitch is in there for strike one. So
come on,
runs
Amaya.
The count to two balls and one strike. The 2-1 pitch swung on. This is hit out to center field and hit deep. This is going to be home run, Amaya Williams. So Amaya Williams with her second home run of the game. And my partner called that one again over here.
And I'm looking like a genius, man. I hate to tell you that.
So Amaya Williams continues that perfect day. So that'll push our lead for the Lady Panthers out to 10-0 now. So that ball hit 210 feet dead center field, probably cleared the wall by about 10 feet up in the air. So that ball was every bit of 250, 260 feet right there. So
come on, Paige Cat. You get you one now.
So stepping in now is going to be Paige Fritch as she steps in. Steps in with nobody on, nobody out. One run in here in the top of the sixth for the Lady Panthers.
She might put a hole in that greenhouse up there. What do you think?
So you called this while ago, back-to-back home runs. Let's see if it happens this time.
Paige, you got to do it for me, baby.
So Fritch is quickly ahead. Two balls and no strikes here. 2-0 pitch on its way. This is swung on. She got out in front and nubbed it off the bat down to third base, but speed is going to beat that one out over at first. So infield hit there for Paige Fritch.
Next up.
Reaches first base over there. Just got a little anxious on that ball. Way out in front. Kind of cued it off the end of the bat. Slow rolled it down over there to third. Speed just beat that out at first base. So infield single there for Paige Fritch. So stepping in is Natalie Hoding. She's going to swing at the first pitch.
On.
Hit it back to the pitcher. Pitcher's able to knock it down but unable to make a play. So Natalie Hoding reaches first base over there. Hadn't hit the ball extremely hard, but you got two results for it. So you got runners at first and second base now. Nobody out. Going to bring up Layla Ellis, the catcher.
Layla, get in the front of that box and hit this ball hard.
Ellis comes in. She's two for three on the day with two singles. Her first pitch takes a strike for strike one.
Come on, Layla.
So the 0-1 pitch on its way going to be outside and down for a ball. One ball, one strike count now.
Hit one hard here, too.
A 1-1 pitch on its way is going to be taken down for a ball, two. Two balls, one strike now in Ellis. You got Fritch at second base. Hody's over at first. Nobody's out. The 2-1 pitch is on its way, taken outside for ball three. So 3-1 count now to Ellis.
She got to come fat here. Lila, drive it.
So 2-1 pitch is going to be up and over the head of Ellis, and she'll take her base down there at first. And that'll advance Fritch over to third, Hody to second. So Ellis reaches on a base on balls.
No outs yet here in the top of the sixth, 10-0, Burton.
Number 13, Lacey Brazier.
Going to bring up third baseman Lacey Brazier.
And they brought their infield in. Now all we got to do is just punch one out there.
So first pitch to Brazier is going to be on the outside corner for strike one.
Come on, Lacey, you can do this.
So bases loaded, nobody out. Pitch to Brazier, a little check swing fouled off at the plate. Brazier quickly behind here, no balls and two strikes.
Come on, 13.
So the 0-2 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on and hammered down the third baseline at Coach Zach Zorn, who fights that one off, didn't make that play.
He wants to rub it, but he's being tough. Tell him not to rub it. Don't rub it.
So Brazier steps back in. The 0-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up high for a ball. So one thing that did do, push the third baseman back a little bit after she hit it that hard down the third baseline. So 1-2 pitch on its way. Changeup swung out in front for strike three.
All right, Aaron, come on.
So Brazier will go down on strikes there for out number one.
Aaron Huntsman.
Keep your hands back and drive this ball.
Brings up shortstop Aaron Huntsman. First pitch coming to Huntsman is swung on and missed for strike one.
You can do this, Aaron. Come on.
So Huntsman is 0-for-3 on day, looking for a big hit here.
There it is.
Out to right field. That's going to score one run. Hody coming around third to score a second run. So two RBI single for Aaron Huntsman. Going to push the score up to 12-0 Lady Panthers as Fritz scores from third and Hody a score from second. Ellis advances up to second base. Huntsman over at first on the two RBI single brings up Melanie Wood, the first baseman.
Only one out.
First pitch to Woods, taken down low, and they're going to advance the runner from second to third is going to be Ellis, and she's going to be in there safe. So runner stayed at first, so that'll put runners at the corner with one out. Wood is 1-for-3 on the day. She had a double back in the second inning. And that pitch is a dead ball, hits her. So that's going to load the bases up again on the hit batter.
All right, Kelsey, let's go now.
And that's going to bring up Kelsey Landreault. So Landreault steps in. She's 1-for-3 on the day. Had a single her last time up. First pitch is up high for her ball. Here comes the runner home. And Ellis will score on the pass ball. Both runners advance up a base. So now we've got runners at second and third with one out.
Come on, Melanie.
So Landreault with a 1-0 count. She steps back in. 1-0 pitch on its way. Going to be up high for ball two. So Huntsman's down at third base. Woods over at second. One out. Lady Panthers up 13-0 here in the top half of the sixth inning.
3-0, and we got Lex on deck.
3-0, and we're going to get a mound visit from the Evadale coach. So with this mound visit, we'll send it back to the studios for 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
All right, mound visit over, and we're back at action. 3-0 pitch swung on, and a line drive hit over to third base.
Hey, that's a nice play, third.
And makes a nice play at third base on the line drive out. Unable to force any of the runners. So
she hit that ball hard. Let's go, Lex.
Hit that ball hard. So runners still remain. You got Huntsman over there at third, Wood, and Brazier's up swinging away. She's 2-for-4 on the day. She's got a home run and a double and two long flyouts out to left field. And left fielder is playing about one step off the fence now.
She got to keep them hands and hit that right center, left center field gap.
So the 0-1 pitch to Brazier is up high for ball one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
Come on, Lex.
So Lincoln Scott still on the mound for the Lady Rebels.
Base hit scores two.
Facing Lexi Brazier. The 1-1 pitch on its way is down low for a ball, so it runs the count out to two balls and one strike. Two outs in the inning, runners at second and third. Panthers have scored four here in the top half of the sixth. P- pitch on its way. It's going to be down low for ball three. So three balls and one strike count.
Let her walk this and then bring up Maya with the bases loaded.
So on deck is Amaya Williams, who's 4-for-4 on the day.
Atta baby.
Pitch to Brazier is up high for a ball, so she'll take a walk over to first base. Brings up to bat Amaya Williams, who is 4-for-4 with two home runs and two doubles on the day.
I asked her to hit me three of them, so, you know, she usually listens pretty. Ooh.
she was trying to do that for you right there. She swings through the first off-speed pitch.
I hate to tell this young lady, she hangs that again. She ain't going to get it back.
Well, there's a hard foul ball hit down the third baseline foul.
Come on, three.
So Williams behind 0-2. So we'll reset everything. 0-2 pitch on its way. Off-speed offering just outside for ball one. She's got a really soft floater there.
Yeah.
1-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled off down the third baseline.
Let's go three.
So Williams is taking some hacks here. Just got to time it up a little bit. 1-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be hit hard foul down the left field line.
Through the middle, three. Through the middle.
So one ball, two strike count on Williams. There's two outs in the inning. Bases are loaded. Lady Panthers lead it here 13-0 here in the top half of the sixth. And that 1-2 pitch is on its way. Hit out into the gap of left center field. And gone! Home run, Amaya Williams. Grand slam. Third home run on the day. So Amaya Williams with a grand slam.
Atta baby.
Line drive shot over the left center field wall.
That's a grand slam by Amaya Williams. Playing for the Burton Lady Panthers.
Pushes the lead for the Lady Panthers out to 17-0 here in the top half of the sixth inning. So not too much you can do about balls that are hit that hard.
No. Pitcher got a little whiplash going on.
Yeah, just a line drive shot there. Probably bent high off the ground, off the bat when it just stayed there. So we laugh about this greenhouse out in center field. Eventually one of those balls is going to hit that greenhouse out there.
I just want to see how strong that stuff is, if it would. Hey, Ford, you get you one now, baby. Come on.
So step it up to bat now. It'll be second baseman Paige Fritch. And she's swinging here and hits a pop fly foul down to third base. Out of play. So evens up the count at one ball and one strike on Fritch. So Lady Panthers putting on a hitting display there from their top of their lineup here today, hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
They set the tone early with that leadoff home run from Lexi Brazier. Yep.
And hadn't looked back. That's what a good team does. So keep them hands back. Four right here, you get you one.
So Fritch fouls another one down the third baseline, just a little out in front. Worked that into a single her last time up, being out in front. Was able to leg out an infield dribbler. So the 1-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be down low, a ball. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes.
Change coming right here, Paige. Keep them back.
So two ball, two strike pitch on its way. Swung on. This is a line drive base hit out into left field. So Fritch will reach first base on a hard hit single out to left field.
All right, Nat, get you one.
Brings up the bat, right fielder Natalie Hody. So Hody steps in. She's 3-for-4 on the day. Two singles and a double. So Fritch over at first. First pitch coming to Hody is taken down low.
Zach did. He asked her to get off the bag early.
Runner off the bag early, so called out over there. So that'll be the third out of the inning. So With that, though, the Panthers are able to score 8 runs in the top half of the sixth inning, push their lead out to 17-0. And that's our score at the end of 5.5. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Ken Juratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Ken Juratile has been owned and operated by the Ken Jura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Ken Juratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Ken Juratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Yeah, and they're ready to next batter. All right, we're back here. A big top half of the sixth inning for the Lady Panthers as they score 8 times to push the score out to 17-0.
For the Lady Rebels, number 1, Ali Seal.
So leading off the bottom half of the sixth inning for the Lady Rebels is going to be Ali Seals.
Top of the order up. So watch your hands here.
So Seal steps in. She's reached on a walk and struck out. First pitch is down low for a ball. So just trying to do the math on some of the Burton hitters already of what they've done. Pretty big hitting display has been put on by the Lady Panthers here today. So the 1-0 pitch coming in there to Seals is taken for ball 2. So 2 balls and no strikes.
All right, Lex, refocus right here. All you want to do is throw strikes, baby. We just need 3 outs. Atta girl.
And that pitch is in there for strike 1. So 2 ball, 1 strike count now on Alex Seals. The Brazier trying to finish it off here is... long as the Lady Rebels don't score 8 runs, this will probably be the last inning. Bunt out in front of the plate. Ellis is up with it and throws it over to first baseman's hit. This is going to go down the right field line. Seals is rounding second base, and she's going to pull up into third base. So leadoff bunt there. Error by the catcher Ellis on the throw goes all the way down the right field line there, and Seals is able to get all the way to third base on the bunt.
Stepping to the plate for the Evendale Lady Rebels, number 13, Madison Redinger.
So it brings up to bat Madison Redinger. She's 0 for 2 on the day. So Brazier working here, runner at third base, nobody out. First pitch, squares around the bunt, fouls it off.
Just want to get outs here, girls. Don't worry about that runner on third. Means nothing. Let's get an out.
So Brazier with an 0-1 count. Comes set again on the rubber. Pitch squares around the bunt. This is bunted up in the air, and Brazier's going to catch that one for out number 1. So fly out back to the pitcher. Going to bring up to bat number 7, Brindley Peek.
Number 7, Brindley Peek.
So one out here. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. First pitch swinging.
Pitch.
Gets a hit, no balls and 1 strike. Next pitch squares around. Takes it outside for ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Go get her, Lex.
Swinging away there on the 1-1. Fouls it back into the screen. Runs the count out to 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1 out in the inning. Lady Panthers up big 17-0 here as we play in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So Brazier's got the sign. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be down low for a ball. Evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Finisher here. 14 finisher.
I'm just glad the clouds came back.
It's a nice evening for two, isn't it?
It's getting a little warm over there a while ago. 2-2 pitch on its way from Brazier. Down low in the dirt. Here comes the runner from third. And she's going to be in there for the first run of the night for the Lady Rebels.
All right, Lex, focus here. Let's go. Throw strikes.
So 3-2 now, the count on P. So Brazier trying to finish it out here. 3-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be down low for ball four, so base on balls there. Maybe a time for a little bit of a mound visit, maybe slow it down a little bit.
Lincoln, start.
Probably wouldn't hurt a little bit if she's a little tired. Yeah. You know, maybe get her a little break, get somebody else in there to finish this off. I know she wants the complete game here. So Frazier's first pitch to Lincoln Scott is in there for strike one. The one out runner at first base. Lady Rebels have one run in. First run of the game for the Lady Rebels. So the 0-1 pitch from Brazier is on its way. Swung on. This is hit over to third base. Third baseman up on second to Fritch for one. No play at first. So
all right. Way to get that lead out.
So lead runner is eliminated on the fielder's choice by Lincoln Scott. So that brings up two outs in the inning. Brings up the bat. Melanie Hutstetler.
Just need one here, buddy.
So Hutstetler steps in. She's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts on the day. She's going to tie her shoe here. So Brazier's back up on the rubber. First pitch to Hutstetler. She squares around. Runners on the move. Ellis' throw down to second base is not in time. Stolen base for Lincoln Scott. Moves her up to second base. Puts her in a scoring position for the Lady Rebels.
Let's get this out, girls. So finish this game.
Hutstetler with the one ball, no strike count. Pitches on the way, squares around a bunt. She's going to bunt this one foul. Going to go into the on-deck circle. Picked up over there by the on-deck batter and tossed back into play. We'll reset everybody as they get back to their bases. One ball, one strike count, two outs. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lady Panthers lead it 17-1. So one ball, one strike on the way. It's going to be swung on for strike two.
Right here, let's go. Right down the middle. Finish it. Ball game.
Getting down to the end here. One ball, two strike count, two outs. Brazier's 1-2 pitch is going to be swung on and fouled off down the first baseline. So staying alive is Hutstetler. So Brazier's back on the mound. She's ready to get the 1-2 pitch on its way.
Atta girl.
It's taken for strike three. And that is the third out of the inning.
That's the ball
game.
That'll
be the ball game. So your final score from game one from West Fork High School is going to be the Lady Panthers 17 and the Lady Rebels 1. And we'll be back for some post-game words after words from our sponsors. We'll be playing game two.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Go fight and win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Lady Panther softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
All right, welcome back to West Fork High School here in New Caney ISD. We are finished with game one. It's the Burton Lady Panthers with a big win in game one. Daryl, hitting was a key here for the Lady Panthers, but you can't take nothing away from Lexi Brazier on the mound pitching either. So really good game, both aspects of the game for the Lady Panthers.
Yeah, it always you're going to always hear me say it starts in the circle. She did her job. Probably could have saved a few pitches there, but, you know, she's young. It's not that hot out here, so get her a Snickers or something in her, and she'll be good to go. And the hitting, you know, it's just you have to get the people on in front. And the tone was set like you said earlier, when Lex hit that leadoff home run. And then, you know, you feed off of that. You challenge yourself, say, I want to get me one. Well, I got three.
Right.
And, you know, just missiles that they were hitting. And, you know, then in between there, we got some of them C&I singles, and that's part of the game. And, you know, whatever, everything looks like a hard hit ball, but I'll take 17 runs. And I just don't want them to come out here this second game, and I'm sure that's what Coach Zorn preached to them over and over out there just a while ago, that, look, we have to come out here hungry. Don't give them a chance when that first inning comes up that they think they can be in this ball game. You come out there and put a bunch of runs on them early, shut them down, and let's get out of here with two real quick.
Yeah, get out of here with two quick games. So what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back shortly with some more postgame.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, welcome back here. We're in between games here at West Fork High School, and we're joined now by Amaya Williams, who had a huge game in the first game. Amaya, tell us a little bit about it. 5 for 5, 3 home runs, 2 doubles.
Really just making sure that I saw the ball and doing the best that I could, again, for my team, and just scoring runs.
I think what helped you out, too, is they were able to get some runners on base for you. So yes. When you came up to bat in there, you had runners to drive in. Makes it a big help when you've got somebody on there where you can drive them in.
Yes.
I thought y'all as a team today hit the ball really well in the top part of your lineup y'all were on. Lexi's home run to lead off the game kind of set that tone for them that y'all were here to play. We're not messing around with this. We want to get this over with.
Yes.
So, I know Lexi pitched a really good game. I don't want to take anything away from her pitching because she was going into the fourth inning with a no-hitter, and then she gives up a little bitty hit there and, and comes out of it, strikes out. She's got double-digit strikeouts today, so helps out when that could happen. But good game on the first game. Go get them on the second game, and hopefully you can repeat that.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. That was Amaya Williams for the Lady Panthers joining us there. 5 for 5 on the day, 3 home runs, 2 doubles. And we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will caring concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers, all the way to state. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panthers softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
And welcome back to Burton Lady Panthers softball action. We're in between games one and game two right now. And as we're in between games one and game two, and I know we're out here doing some Burton Lady Panther softball, but just a little update I was given for Burton Panther football fans. Former Burton football player Dee Winters has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys, according to Adam Shepard. So if anyone's interested in that, maybe a little bit of a Texas homecoming there coming for Dee Winters, who played football at Burton High School. Evidently has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys. So a little bit of update action there on some NFL draft that's going on today. And with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a few more words from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
Hop into a new month of fun and excitement with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. The Splash Pad in Henderson Park makes a return for the season with splashing fun for all ages. Enjoy rides on the Flying Horses Carousel and come cheer on the Brigham Dolphins at their swim meets. Bluebell Aquatic Center is also hiring lifeguards for their pools. If you're 15 years or older, apply to become a lifeguard. Visit thecityofbrigham.org for more info, applications, training times, and fun activities. It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to West Fork High School in New Caney ISD. We're just on the east side of Houston as the first game goes to the Burton Lady Panthers 17-1 over the Evadale Lady Rebels. Just everyone remember, mark your calendars. The 2026 UIL State Softball Championship takes place May 28th through the 30th at Red and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Schedule, spectator, and ticket information can be found at uiltexas.org/softball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/softball. So today's game, first game, is in the books, and the Lady Panthers, again, with the victory, 17-1. Going over some of the stats for the Lady Panthers, Lexi Brazier was 2-for-4. She had a home run and a double. Amaya Williams, the big hitter of the day, 5-for-5, 3 home runs, 2 doubles on the day. Paige Fritch, 2-for-4 with 2 singles. Natalie Hody, 3-for-4 with a double and 2 singles. Layla Ellis, 2-for-4 with 2 singles. Aaron Huntsman was 1-for-4 with a single. And Melanie Wood, 1-for-4 with a double. And Kelsey Landry-Alt was 1-for-4 with a single. So a big hitting performance put on by the Lady Panthers, not to be outshadowed by the pitching of Lexi Brazier today. Pitched the entire game, only gave up one hit on the day, had a basically perfect game going into about the fourth inning until she gave up that hit. Walked a few in the last half of the innings, and they were able to scratch out one run for the Evadale Lady Rebels. Brazier also had 11 strikeouts on the night in the first game. So as we get prepared here for our second game, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Go Panthers!
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank. Local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Hey, we're back here. My buddy Kiki joined me, and he missed me saying on the radio that D. Winters got traded to the Cowboys a while ago. Got that breaking news from Adam Schefter, I guess, broke that news earlier. So we're back here. The teams are out on the field starting their warm-ups for game two. But going back a little bit on that first game, I'm assuming that the Lady Panthers are going to come out with the same batting order that they had. I don't see any changes coming there.
No.
I'm pretty sure we're going to see Lexi Brazier on the mound again for the Panthers here to try and close it out. Maybe if they get a big lead in the second game, they pitch someone else.
We talked about it walking to the concession stand, me and a couple of dads. He might start Lacey. I'm going to have a strong feeling he just might start because I don't see her out there warming up. So he might start Lacey and see. She threw the ball well and see what happens. And if it doesn't work, then he'll go back. But I'm coaching. I'm going to get this over with and everything and have fun.
Have fun?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like they're going to have umpires meeting at the plate. So with their meeting, we'll send it back for a few words from our sponsors.
Play ball!
Tonight's broadcast of the Burton Panthers softball playoff game was made possible by Bluebell Aquatic Center, Kintura Tiles, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Trailmaster Cleaning and Mulching, Burnham Collision Center, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Dalman & Associates, Plan North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Carmel Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, TNT Car Wash, Burton Friends & Associates, Burton Friends & Neighbors, Lynn College, PDM Piper Steel, Lemon Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Brent and Tucker, BVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Burnham National Bank, Hillman Construction, Mattress Guys, Telgo Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Tape, Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Service, The Paint Warehouse, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.